Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Now, the Warriors shot two free throws, made one. That ties, according to looking up the media guide, the all-time low for the franchise. And that happened back in 2016 when the Warriors were playing in Philadelphia on January 30th, 2016. They were one of two from the free throw line. So that ties the all-time franchise low in free throws attempted and free throws made. So, again, January 30th, 2016. And so you have to go back to that season, which is kind of interesting because that's the year the Warriors won 73 games. And so you would never think a team on that kind of a roll would set the franchise record. And if I have time here, and I do because it's my show, I'm going to go back and look at my notes. And they had 37 assists, 47 made baskets. And the previous record had been three back in April 1st, 2014 at Dallas, and four free throws attempted back in 1977 against Chicago. So, yeah, that's, boy, the Warriors were hitting shots at night. They actually won that game in Philadelphia, 108-105 back in 2016. But that's when they had set the record as Festus Ezeli, our friend from NBC Sports Bay Area, former Warrior, sat out with a sore left knee. And Andre Iguodala had the night off. There were two lead changes and three ties, and the Warriors led by 24 but won that game. So back in January 30th, 2016, ties the all-time record. That's a record you did not want to tie, but the Warriors did that. But tonight, really, undermanned the way they were going to have to shoot a very high percentage. They didn't do badly there, 47% field, 39 beyond the arc, 19 of 48. But they took 78 shots. Philadelphia took 93. Hard to beat that, you know, math. And the reason why, 24 offensive rebounds for Philadelphia tonight, six by Dominic Barlow, five by Andre Drummond, both starters. And the Warriors starting five had one offensive rebound in the game. And they got hurt there. The season high for offensive rebounds by an opponent is Houston back in November 26th, they had 25. So you had 24 offensive rebounds for Philadelphia, and the Warriors had 20 turnovers. Anytime you're reading numbers like that, I guarantee you're not going to win that game unless you're shooting at about 70% of the night. And the Warriors don't have the firepower with the lineup they were able to run out tonight without Curry, Butler, Jonathan, Kuminga, even without Seth Curry. Seth Curry could have helped tonight with his ball handling ability and his shooting. So a tough one tonight. It was not exactly predictable, but you could kind of see, you know, that this game could go that way with the lineup they were forced to put out there. And again, give credit to Philly. They were without Joel Embiid, and Paul George has lost until the final 10 games of the season, but they still had Tyrese Maxey, and they had VJ Edgecombe, and those guys were brilliant tonight. And they combined for 39 points, 10 assists, 11 rebounds, and only three turnovers. And you consider those guys had the ball in their hands all night long. And the starting five for the Warriors had a rough night. The bench did pretty well for the most part. Quinton Post was good. He had 10 points. He was a plus 10, plus minus in 16 minutes of play. But just a rough one for the Dubs tonight. And you can hear all about it with head coach Steve Kerr